This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
All right, 8:43 now. And Dr. Balanandra is here, friend of the show, and really the head of something that has taken the medical field by storm, and rightfully so, and that's ketamine. Jason LaHood is with him. Jason LaHood suffered with depression and PTSD, and his life has been changed by ketamine treatments from Dr. Balanandra. And by the way, he's a clinical psychologist, so welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Hello, hello, Steve. Good to see you again.
You know, anything new is greeted with skepticism. People go, oh, yeah, sure. And certainly ketamine has had that hump to get over as well. But every day now, every couple of days, I'm seeing more and more stories, more scientific backing on how this works. And certainly Jason can attest to that.
Absolutely. Although there has been a lot of skepticism over the years, it's repeatedly being shown to be clinically effective against depression, anxiety, OCD, PTSD, and the studies continue to come out and they continue to support the fact that ketamine does indeed work very effectively and very rapidly.
And a little bit about your story, Jason.
I have been dealing with untreatable depression for, it runs in my family, but for since I was a kid. You know, I've had multiple suicides in my family, including my mother, who also dealt with untreatable depression. Just a ton of suffering in terms of, you know, obviously depression symptoms, but also there's this layer on top of it that I feel like an untreatable depression people have, which is this extreme, we call it anhedonia, which is an inability to take pleasure in and find joy in the things that we love in life. So that can have people fall even deeper into despair.
It's brutal. It's fatiguing. It's cyclical.
It's brutal.
Because you know it's not the way you should feel, and you can spend a lot of time beating yourself up. So what brought you to ketamine?
In 2015, I saw an episode of this on the Science Channel about it, and I just thought to myself, like, this is it. I don't know why. It was just like this intuitive sense that I had. But then just sort of let that go and did a little research. But then I hit a wall this year where it was probably the most severe depression that I've dealt with.
Can't get out of bed stuff?
Yeah. I mean, where it was just, I was just done. And my family sort of rallied around me and we tried a number of different things. And then finally, I just said, we got to try this ketamine thing after we read an article. And in the article, what the person was describing, it was like, that's me.
It's life changing.
It's life changing.
So, Dr. Nunder, let's talk a little bit about how this is done, because people are going, well, you know, what's the severity of the treatment and all of that? What happens when Jason or anybody else comes in?
Well, so after we evaluate you and contact your primary caregiver and make sure that you're a good candidate for ketamine, we go ahead and we consent you for the infusions and we start the infusions. The infusions are just 6 45-minute infusions that are done over a period of about 2 to 3 weeks.
So I'm trying to picture this. I'm sitting in a normal doctor's office type chair, lean back, and
we have these really big red chairs. I call them the big red chair, and they're comfortable big chairs. And you put your headphones on.
You have a blanket.
You have a blanket. We make you comfortable. Mood lighting. And you sit back and you listen to some relaxing music. And you soak up the infusion for 45 minutes.
How long before you know it works?
Some people can notice differences as early as after the very first infusion, and that's what's remarkable. It's kind of like something has lifted. Some people take a couple or two or three, but it's literally within a few days.
And this is a total of 6 treatments. What did you feel, Jason, when you were going through this?
So it's difficult to describe.
Is it a clouds parting thing, kind of, you know, the sun starting to come out?
After the treatments, yeah, because I went in and took the Beck depression inventory, and that tops out at about 40, and I was a 36, which is severe depression. By the third treatment, I think I was below 20, and by the sixth, I was like a 3.
And why do those scores matter to you, Doc?
Because they help us gauge the progress of the patient. Even though we can physically always see the changes in the patient almost immediately, it is nice for them to do kind of a self assessment for them to kind of evaluate things. So it works out really well.
Jason, in your history since you've been suffering from depression, have you been on medicine before and then it stopped working and then you changed medicine? What was your protocol?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been on every antidepressant, mood stabilizer, benzo, all of these different things that just didn't work. And if they did, that's not true. They did for a little bit of time, but then you just sort of, they just sort of stop. And so that was obviously really discouraging. But once the ketamine kicked in about the third treatment, I started to taper off my meds.
Sounds okay. A great story.
Wow.
What are the differences between some of the antidepressants that we know and that Jason's talking about and ketamine?
Well, they work completely differently. So ketamine works on our GABA system, the NMDA system of receptors in our brain, which is a different system from the serotonin receptors that the SSRIs work, or the Prozacs and the Zolofts of the world. So it's really an interesting, and that's how it was discovered that ketamine worked so effectively. It was kind of like an accidental finding almost about 10 years ago that we found it lifted depression so quickly and so effectively. And since then, we realized that this receptor has kind of become a key, and there are other drugs being developed now that are, you know, a few years away from being released that also interact with the same receptor.
Yeah, as I've told you before, Doctor, on the air and off the air, I've dealt with depression my whole life as well, and I've had some success with medicines and things of that nature. But we're talking about, in the case of ketamine, non-treatable, where you've gone through all of that. You've tried everything. That seems to be where this goes. But what I hear of ketamine was it's an anesthesia, so I don't want people to walk away with the wrong notion here, because a lot of people who would take those kind of drugs previous to ketamine would go, I don't want to be flattened out. I don't want to feel nothing. That's not what you have here, right?
Absolutely not. Ketamine, we use it in what we call sub-anesthetic doses, so it's a very, very low-dose ketamine. And actually, you enter this kind of dissociative state, which kind of allows your mind to free and experience new things, and Jason will attest to that. Absolutely. It's very safe. It doesn't change your personality. It actually just brings you back to what you were before you were depressed.
Are you going to see the medical community, even I would even say the pharmaceutical community, start to invest more into finding ways to have pharmaceutical level ketamine and have this sort of be an alternative to antidepressants?
Well, we do use pharmaceutical level ketamine. Ketamine is FDA approved for anesthesia, so this is what we call an off-label use of ketamine. So it's safe. I obtain it obviously from major manufacturers. It's very safe, and so there are other drug companies actually right now in studies about to release, trying to release ketamine derivatives and ketamine analogs.
Right.
So it is definitely becoming a drug that kind of a class of drugs that is being studied widely for this because of its effectiveness.
Jason mentioned on the he took the test of like your level of depression, and he was a 36 out of 40. If someone comes in and they're a 20, does that mean they're not a candidate because they're not severely enough depressed to have ketamine?
It doesn't. It actually, if you're a level of 20, you're considered moderate depression. And even at that level, bottom line is your drugs aren't working. Bottom line is you could be not depressed.
And you're also not experiencing life at a level you ought to be.
Absolutely. Even people who do take the SSRIs and these other drugs, they say, yeah, it does the trick. But ultimately, ketamine will remove it entirely. Those drugs are typically only, according to studies, about 35 to 40% effective, all the SSRIs. So ketamine here is a drug that's pushing 80% or higher.
There is a concern from some people about whether or not they are not eligible. Who would not be eligible for treatment like this in regards to other medical issues they might have?
Well, ketamine is definitely a drug that has some cardiovascular effects, so we have to screen patients for their cardiac health and things like this. Also, patients with a history of drug abuse, and patients who are on really, really high doses of benzodiazepines, ketamine can be less effective. So that's a whole screening process that we undertake.
Yeah, you're not going to know until you make a call and have that screening and that conversation.
Absolutely. I screen all of my patients medically, and like I said, we screen them psychiatrically also.
We hope that insurance companies get on board with this soon, but here's what we do know, that the cost of this is not cost prohibitive, and you work with people because you want people's lives to change to make it as affordable as possible.
Absolutely. We do whatever we can to work with patients. It is, obviously out of pocket, and, know, there is a movement to get it FDA approved, but we really don't know when that'll happen.
Yeah, and we don't want you to run away with the wrong idea. This doesn't work 100% of the time. Nothing does. But there have been such incredible stories about people who have been helped by this. We know we're onto something here, and we know Dr. Nundra is the guy that's been leading this. So, Jason, give us one little anecdote before you go. Things you couldn't enjoy now that you're starting to notice in your life.
And I think you should point out what Jason's position.
Yeah, he's a clinical psychologist. Right. So,
he's got some experience.
Yeah, he works in the brain.
Yeah. After, I think, like the fourth or fifth treatment, I live out in Humboldt Park and have lived there for about 6 years. And I was taking my son for a walk in the park. And, we were walking past the lake and it was in the morning and the sun was shining on the lake and it looked like diamonds reflecting off the lake. And I was just like awestruck. I had never experienced that kind of beauty or joy.
How cool is that?
And I said to my wife, the park's so great. It's so beautiful. She's like, yeah, it's always been beautiful. You're just noticing.
But how cool is that?
Yeah.
Goosebump stuff.
So, oh, yeah, totally.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
Good for you. And good for you for having the courage to come in and talk about it as well.
Of course, yeah.
Dr. Nunder, thanks for the work you're doing.
Absolutely. You're very welcome.
What is the number for people to call?
The number is 844-948-6337, or people can visit ketaminechicago.com. That's KETAMINE chicago.com.
Thanks. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Steve.